I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Thursday. This week on the show, we are focusing on finding ways to soften and explore the concept of letting go. Now, if there's something I know that actually works when it comes to allowing ourselves to ground into the body, to let our shoulders drop, to shift our perspective from something heavy to something light, it is gratitude. And particularly, I think, around the concept of letting go, knowing that we have heavy and hard things that we are clinging to, or we are trying to control life around us, there's a lot of tension around that. And wanting to arrive at a place that feels softer and something that feels a little bit more easygoing and light, bringing our awareness to something beautiful in our day really has the ability to shift our awareness and get us closer to that place. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So today I want us to quite literally count our blessings as a way to soften our grip, to shift our focus from the hard things to the beautiful things. So counting our blessings, you know, I love that saying, count your blessings. It is actually a practice we can do that is life-changing. If you would wake up every single morning, take a moment with your journal and your pen and write down all the things that you can think of that you feel blessed to have in your life, how do you think that would actually come to change or shift your day? Gratitude is a life-changing thing. So you're going to decide beforehand what number you are going for this practice today. Counting our blessings, if you are in a rush, you don't have a lot of time, you can choose 5, 10, 15, 20. You don't have to choose a very high number, but if you want to make this a really big practice, if you have time to spend, or if you feel a need to really shift your awareness to something light, pick a more challenging number. Pick 50, 100, 500. I mean, you can get as creative as you want to go here, but decide on a number beforehand and then grab your pen and your paper, start a brand new page in your journal and write out a numbered list of things you are grateful for. You can have a list that goes 1 to 100 or 1 to 10 or whatever you're deciding beforehand. One thing can be one word, right? It could be a long sentence where you describe in detail the thing that you're grateful for. But when we write numbered lists, I don't want you to just shoot things out there that you feel like you should be grateful for or that objectively everyone is just grateful for. But with every single number you write down, take a moment to really hold this blessing to your heart. Take a moment to feel the gratitude that is inherently there inside of you for this blessing. So you might go, number one, my family. You might write down all the names of the people in your family. You might just write down my family. And then you take a moment to visualize them, see them in front of you, really feel the love you have in your heart for your family. Hold the gratitude, even if it's just for a second, but embody the gratitude. And then go to number two. And maybe number two, you write, the cup of coffee I had this morning. And then just bring yourself back to that moment. How amazing is it that you get to sit down and drink that delicious cup of coffee every single morning? What a blessing. Oh my God. Number three, if this was my list, I would probably write, the red currants I picked yesterday. I had such a wonderful moment with Leia doing that. Then I would bring myself back to that moment and feel the bounty of nature. The fact that I get to walk outside in my backyard and pick delicious berries to make a cake with. I mean, oh my God, that gratitude is just huge. And then you keep going, right? And if you're writing 100 things or 500 things, take your time here. You know, you're going to write big things that you truly can't live without. And you're going to write little things that just add a little bit of sparkle and shine to your life. But take a moment with each number that you write down to feel the gratitude for that blessing. When you are done counting your blessings, you go back to the very top and you read through them. That's why I would love to challenge you to choose a higher number than something really easy. At least go for 20 or 30 or 50 or something like that so that you really get to go a little bit deeper. So that you start to look for the unconventional gratitude in your life, not just the go-to, of course, our family and the clean water we drink and our loved ones, but if you get really intricate with your day-to-day life, the moments that actually make up this life, what are the blessings that you are so grateful for that you actually have in your life today? Looking at that list, feeling the power of that list, trust me, you are going to arrive at a place of letting go inside of yourself just doing this practice. Enjoy immersing yourself in gratitude today. Have a beautiful rest of the day. And as usual, I'll be back tomorrow.